Another odd connection was SS Obergruppenführer Karl Wolff, who had headed the Gestapo in Italy. As part of Alan Dulles's Hide the Nazi program, Wolff was sentenced to 4 years imprisonment after the war, but served only a week. In 1983, Wolff and some former SS associates gathered in Hamburg on Hermann Göring's former yacht, Karen II. The boat then belonged to Göring's widow, Emmy, whose estate attorney was the celebrated Melvin Belli. Belli had also represented the Nazi-connected actor Errol Flynn, as well as Jack Ruby, the man who shot Lee Harvey Oswald. Even odder is a letter smuggled out of the Dallas County Jail and later bought by early JFK assassination researcher Penn Jones. Written by Oswald's killer, Jack Ruby, the letter stated, "My time is running out. They plan on doing away with me." Ruby pointed to Lyndon Johnson as one of those behind Kennedy's death. On June 7, 1964, Ruby told visiting Chief Justice Earl Warren he wished his commission and President Johnson had delved deeper into the situation. "Not to accept just circumstantial facts about my guilt or innocence, and would have questioned to find out the truth about me before he relinquished certain powers to these certain people. Consequently, a whole new form of government is going to take over our country, and I know I won't live to see you another time." To which certain people was Ruby referring? After advising a friend to read J. Evetts Haley's blistering attack on Johnson titled "A Texan Looks at Lyndon," Ruby wrote from jail, "This man, LBJ, is a Nazi in the worst order. Now, here is the plan. Someone must get to England and France and Israel and tell the right people what has happened to the Jews so they can prepare themselves from the same thing happening there. They will know that only one kind of people that will do such a thing. That would have to be Nazis, and that is who is in power in this country right now," he added. Ruby concluded, "The only one who gained by the shooting of the president was Johnson." Considering Johnson's close connections to the Nazi-riddled NASA, perhaps Ruby was not as unhinged as he was portrayed in the media at the time. One insightful view of the Kennedy assassination, possibly based on inside information, came from Nazi SS officer Helmut Streicher, who worked with both Reinhard Gehlen and Otto Skorzeny, as well as for the CIA, including time served under former director George H.W. Bush.